Okay. So next up, we have Emily O'Meara with Project Websites That Don't Suck.
Okay, hi everyone. Thank you for coming to the talk. I'm going to talk about project websites that don't suck, at least from a content perspective. So my specialty is the words that you put on the website, not how it looks, as you will discover from my slides, which honestly kind of suck from a design perspective. But anyway, the words on your website, the content, really matter. And a lot of projects get this wrong. So that's what I'm going to talk about. Before I dive in too much, a little tiny bit about me. I am a positioning consultant and I work with open source startups. And what this means is that a lot of the things that are relevant to positioning is about determining what kind of content, what ideas you need to get across on your website. The first thing, once you've determined your positioning, whether we're talking about something that's commercial or an open source project, the first thing you want to do is put that information or translate that information into something you're going to put on your website. I also host a podcast that's called The Business of Open Source. So there you go. Now you know a little bit about me. And now let's talk a little bit about the goal of a homepage. And I'm going to focus most of this talk on the homepage because honestly, that's the most important part of your website. The goal of a homepage is to help people understand very quickly what your project does and whether or not this project is worth investing another 5 minutes or another 30 minutes of their time into figuring out if this project is going to work for their needs or not. People make these decisions like they come to your website, they look at it for 20 seconds, and then they're like, okay, am I going to invest another 5 minutes in this? You want people to accurately self-select both in and out. So if you have somebody come to your website, stay on it for 20 seconds, and be like, oh, this is not for me because it's not appropriate for whatever my use case is, and they go away, this is a success, provided that they actually made an accurate evaluation of the fact that this is not an appropriate fit for them. There's a third thing that I think is really important to call out here, which is that a good website that communicates clearly what your project does and that doesn't have any major screw-ups in terms of content is going to improve your credibility. It makes you look like you know what you're doing. So keeping in mind, these are the things that your homepage should do. A couple of sort of random notes about homepages. A lot of people can get really caught up on bounce rates, and bounce rates are not a super great evaluation of whether or not your homepage sucks, because again, the goal is to repel people who are bad fits. When you repel a bad fit, you are doing them a favor because they did not have to invest 5 minutes or 30 minutes, or particularly in the case of open source projects, half of a day in order to discover that your project just doesn't work for them. You're also doing yourself a favor because these are like dumb questions that don't get asked, or almost, I would say, off-topic discussions. We like to say there's no dumb questions, which is sort of true, but when you get a lot of questions that are like clearly off-topic from what the goal of your project is in your community, this is a sign that you're not doing a good job of repelling bad fits. Going beyond the homepage conversation, when you think about how people usually navigate through a website of a project, if your main audience is developers, which is not the case for every single open source project, usually they'll go directly to the